Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden for the final time in the regular season. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. A lot of time we talk about a game turning because of shots that are falling or shots that are not falling. I thought Friday night, after the buzzword of physical, talking about Indiana over and over again for the two games, it seemed to be a physical game early, and it seemed you were on the wrong end of it the first few minutes, and there was almost a refusal to continue that way that, in our view, kind of turned the game.
No, I thought we were on the wrong end of it. I thought that they got back in the first quarter after we took the early lead. They got back and made all the physical plays late, and we needed to especially change our ability on the boards. You know, I thought that was one of those games, one of our better games from the standpoint of we didn't win that with a big run. It didn't feel like a big run. We were just playing the next possession. And I just thought playing the right way over and over and over usually yields good results. And it's easier said than done, especially because we were down a couple bodies. But I thought everybody that played hard. I thought everybody that played with a purpose. And, you know, our emphasis right now is on making sure we maximize those offensive possessions to take great shots. And then defensively, we do our job well. I actually thought we had more errors defensively in that game than we did the week before when we gave them 112 at our place. But I think that's just, you know, I thought they made a ton of shots at our place, and, we were lucky to win that one.
The what's that they say about the optimist and the pessimist, the glass half full, glass half empty? I was going to say the same thing about the game, except it's why you won, it's why you didn't lose, because there's a lot of nights we've sat here and talked about how do you avoid those 15-2, 18-1 runs against you that have happened throughout the course of this year, and it just felt like the way you played Friday is how you avoid that.
Yeah, and they almost all include bad shots, you know, and I think if you could boil it down to one thing, defensively the other team gets going in transition, and you either have given them a better chance to run by having a bad offensive possession with a bad shot or a turnover.
Speaking of bad shots, interesting you'd bring that up. I saw a stat that you keep as a staff about taking bad shots, what percentage of shots a player takes that you'd call a bad shot, and that the Al Horford numbers are absolutely ridiculous. Is that right?
They are ridiculous. We keep what we would consider to be a great shot for anyone on our team. We keep what we consider to be strength shots. So obviously Kyrie's list is, you know, two pages long, and some guys don't have a page. You know, it's just like they just have to stick in the great shot role. But Al, you know, he sometimes he's got a post advantage or an elbow ISO. Sometimes that's an advantage, or even that elbow jump shot. Those are all in kind of those are Al's strengths, right? Those are the things that he does really, really well, that are more efficient for him than others. He has only taken 19 other shots all season that would fit in a category not in great or his strengths. And I think that just speaks to his own awareness. Like, he knows what he does well. He knows what he needs to avoid. And he's been doing that a long time. I mean, the numbers are no different than last year from the standpoint of he does not force bad shots ever. And I think that is a huge reason why he's as effective as he is and a huge reason why everybody loves playing with him.
I want to mention this one the other night, and then Micah Shrewsbury was sitting next to us, so I didn't really want to talk about him when he was just, like, hanging over. I mean, I don't mind normally. It just didn't seem like the right thing to do. But the story, obviously, everyone read this week. He's declined the interview at Georgia State. Other college jobs open from time to time. Walter McCarty left a couple of years ago. Is the goal of a head coach to have a staff that becomes head coaches somewhere someday?
If they want to.
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously.
I think there's certain guys that – for whatever reason, that's not their goal, and I understand that as I go through this every year, it makes a lot more sense. But I think, you know, ultimately, each guy has his own individual aspirations, and just like any other person in any other industry, I think, you know, you try to take time to talk to them about what they want, where they ultimately want to be. What their long-term desire is and how we can help them get there.
One thing this year we have said that you have delivered with stunning consistency is this penchant for playing teams at their absolute best, right down to game 41 at home, the final home game. I don't think people realize it because attention gets diverted to different places at this time of year. But over the last 30, this is not a small sample size now. This is 30 games, basically. Orlando has been the fourth best team in the league and the best defensive team in the NBA, and it's not even close.
They've been outstanding, and they've taken on that kind of Coach Clifford team. Yeah. They're tough. They don't turn it over. They're physical. They post you at a number of positions. They really seek out matchups and try to bully you with Gordon at the four and with Boos at the five. And then they've got a couple of guys that can just go off. And Fournier, Ross, those guys just over and over have put them on their back when things haven't been going well. And so they've got a nice mix of a team. They've done a really good job all year long, and we've obviously struggled against them. You know, it's one of the few teams in the East. I think Milwaukee's the other one where we won't have at least a tie of the season series. And you know, they deserve that through the first two games.
That's the head coach. So what we've learned is if someone on your staff wants to be a head coach, you get it, but probably teach our children to get better jobs so that they don't have to be yeah, head coaches one
That's
day.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. I was wondering if maybe he could – if my son and daughter could job shadow you for a day.
You know what? They're more than welcome to it. I already got my guy shadowing me. So
yeah, that's a good thing.
It all makes sense.
All right, Jack, take it over tonight.
He will. Celtics and Magic. Go on. Turn your mic on like you always want to do.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Say thank you to the
How
coach.
Did that turn on?
How did it turn off? Because I turned it off because you get more airtime at age 7 than anybody else, any other 7-year-old in the world. That's right.
How did you turn it on? I said.
You know what? I'm not teaching you how to turn it on. How
oh,
about
it's
that?
The old on button, off button.
If you could read
father,
it,
son
if,
moment.
If you could read it yourself, maybe we wouldn't have
like
this problem.
This.
Celtics and Magic next.
That's how you fix everything, Jack.
Celtics and Magic next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.